So there's a minimum of 7 years and even up to 52 years. So the pasuk Ad Hayom Hazeh by Bnei Binyamin does not mean forever. Mara says, Hacha Amarle, Hacha Ksiv Sham, Hasim Lo Ksiv Sham. It says, Sham, right? By you Sham Ad Hayom Hazeh. When it says Sham with Hayom Hazeh, it means forever. When it doesn't say Sham, it just says Ad Hayom Hazeh, then what's it called doesn't necessarily mean forever. Where it says B'chol Heichad Chsiv Sham La'olamu, whatever it says Sham and Ad Hayom Hazeh, it means forever. Meisle Avogel Kashu Mehem Min Bnei Shimon Holchu Lahar Seir Anoshim Chamesh Mios Uplatyo Bnei Raya V'Rafya V'Uziel Bnei Yishi Barosham Vayaku Asheris Apleta Lamolik. These people went up to Har Seir and they wiped out the Amalekim that David didn't kill. And they remained there in Har Seir till today. And it says Shom, and it said Ariyom Hazeh. Where it says Ukfar all the Sancharid Melech Asher biblical Arosus. Nobody stayed in their place. Since Sancharid came, he took the whole world and transferred it from one place to another. Shenemer v'asir gvulos amim v'asidosehem shoshati. Shoshati is up there. That's it. Okay. Tiyufta. That can't be the pariah that the Aron was Nignaz Mekomo, because even if it says Shom and it says Ad Hayom Hazeh, it doesn't necessarily mean forever. Omer of Nachman. Tano v'chachomim omrim Aron belishkas dir ha'etzim ha'yonim aganus. Third sheet. The Aron wasn't taken to Bavel. It wasn't hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was hidden in the dir ha'etzim. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Afana nami tanina, Maisa b'koin, Echot shoy misasik. While Cohen was playing around, Mora says later he's playing around with his axe, the raw rich b'mishulim echavroseho, and he saw that one of the balatas was different than the other, ubov odias chavero. He went to tell his friends, v'lo hispik ligmur asadobra tshiyotsu nishmaso. And he didn't have a chance to finish describing where it was exactly till he died. The Yadu b'yichud, they knew for sure Shasham Aron Gonos. That's where the Aron is Nignas. May have the Yadid. What did he do that he was killed? Just for the fact that he shouldn't tell where the Aron was wasn't enough of a reason to kill the guy. So why was he killed? Amar Rav Chelba Misasik b'kardu mohaya. One of the Achronim says that's why he was killed. He was knowing Kalis Rosh in the Beis HaMikdash, so he already had a strike against him, and now, because it would have been dangerous for him to tell where the Aron was, so then the Midas HaDin hit him, and he got killed. Tonad Ve'er B'Shmuel, Shnei Kohanim Balimumin, Hoyim Asliim Be'etzim. Another mice, there was two Kohanim Balimumin, who their job was to take out the wormy wood from the Be'etzim for the Marocha. The Nishmat or Kardumo Shlecha Mehem, the Noflasham, and one of them, his axe fell and fell on the floor in the Dir Ha'etzim, the Yotza Eishvach Loso. And the fire went out and ate up the axe, is Mashma. The Shkolim is Mashma that it ate up him. But here it's Mashma, it ate up the axe. And Rashi. Nun beishana hayu mecharvo shirshalayim begalas sidkia ad pekidus koresh sha'alu livno sabayis. There were 52 years from the final galus of Tzidkia until Koresh said that they should come back and build the Beis HaMikdash. Shahari lesof ayin legalas Yehoyakim haisa ha'pekidah, because it was 70 years from galus Yehoyakim, which was, we'll see, 18 years before galus Tzidkia. So altogether, we're 52 years from Golas Sidkia till Shivasia. Kemosha Shanina ben Megillah. The Yud Cheshana Hayim Ikibu Shel Yakim Ad Chorvo Shirushalayim. From the time Yehoyakim was taken away till the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was 18 years. Domar Mar, Golu B'Sheva, Golu B'Shmona, Golu B'Shmona Esrei, Golu B'Chayesrei, Perusho. Golu Yechonya B'Sheva L'Kibu Shel Yakim. Yechonya was put into Golas 7 years after Yehoyakim. Shushmona Levuchanetzer, which was 8 years in Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Galut Sidkiyahu v'galuso b'charvos Yerushalayim b'shmona asar l'kibush Yehoyakim. 18 years after Yehoyakim was sent into Galus, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shuchayis reign Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Domar Mar, Shana Rishona kibush Ninveh, Shniya Olav v'kibush Yehoyakim. The second year. So from 18 years, after Jehoiakim, and the 70 years started from when Jehoiakim went into Galus, there was only 52 years. In those 52 years, it was Niskayim that there was nobody in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Behem, it's a little difficult because the Rambam says that there's never a time when no Jew is in Eretz Yisrael. Because if it would be, then they couldn't have Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is only Chal if there's some Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Even there's no Sanhedrin. But there's somebody to be Chal, the Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Shaykh. The Sam Sofer says clearly from this Rambam, if there would be a time to be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, then what's it called? Then the whole Inyan of the Moadim would be bottled. Right. So it could be it's only in Eretz Yehuda that this was said. But in the other rest of Eretz Yisrael, there was the Nachla of Yisrael, when they split up, there could have been people. So there's still people in Eretz Yisrael, even though there was nobody in Eretz Yehuda. Ad Behema, Behema v'gamachir ha-chamishir u'trein. Higbir l'rabim, the Sefer Daniel Ksi, v'hachim ha-farish l'Rabbi Yochanan, also bris, ha-omer begos bris l'melach, shenemra bo asher ozva, is bris, higbiru ha-oyev al Yisrael shavu'echad. That bris, that it says that if we deserve it, we're going to have Gofer Slamelach lasted for one Shavuah, which means 7 years. The Rabbi was sorry. Kmo ko Rebbe Rave Melech Bado. Ravim is sorry. Misasek Betil Vishok. He was playing around with his axe, and it fell into where and he saw that this part of the floor was different. And he was killed because he was over on the Kalis Rosh in the Beis Hamikdash. Ritzba Meshuna, Achas Min HaTablos, Shel Shayish, Shebaritzba Ro Gavoh Michavruseha. So one of the Balatas was higher than the other, a haven, Shesilkua Meachas Shenitvaseha, that it was taken off and put back. So he realized there's something buried underneath there. Beyichud Bebor, Maslim Be'etzim, Nisnan Kol Eitz Yesh Bo Tolas, Posel HaMizbeah. Bali Mumin, Shein Ruim Lavod Acheres, they weren't right for any other Avodas, this is what they did. Rav Yehuda Rami, Ksi Vayiru Roshi Abadim. Rav Yehuda brought the following steer in Psukim. It says in one Pasuk that you could see the ends of the Badim. Uksi Velo Yiru Achutza. In another Pasuk says they couldn't see them. They weren't seen outside. Okay, it said, Nirin Veinam Nirim. You could see them, but you couldn't see them. Tanya Nami Hachi, Vayiru Roshi Abadim, Yochel Lo Yuzodim Mukalman, Tamid Lomba Vayarichu Abadim. Right? The Badim were in the rings on the Aram. You couldn't take them out of the rings. They stayed in there. But the Maisa, they moved. Some say they moved Benes, and some say they moved Stam. In other words, they were long Badim, and you could either put them positioned halfway on each side of the Aram, the Badim stuck out, or you could push them all to one side. If you push them all to one side, then they, what's it called, pushed into the parochas. That they could be moved to one side of the aram. Yochiu mekarim the parochas. I might think that you push them so much that they cut into the parochas, and now they make a hole in the parochas. You can see them on the other side, mamish. The yotzim, they go out past the parochas, because they make a hole in the parochas. Tamid loma v'lo yiruachutza. Okay, so dochinu boltim v'yotzim parochas v'yirun kishnei dadi isha. Shenemar tzror hamor dodi li bein shodai yolin. They pushed against the parochas, but didn't go through the parochas, like a woman who's wearing clothing, and what's it called? Her chest protrudes. Rashi. Near in vein, or near in kinu forish v'ozim with Bryce, like the Bryce explains. Shoyu dochinu boltim parochas. They pushed into the parochas, but they didn't pierce the parochas. The nirin kishnei dadei isha shabot mitachas chaluka. The yotzim b'parochas haprusa keneged pesach shebemechitzas amatraksin. Talking in the first place on Mikdash, because there was no aron in the second one. So where was this parochas? The parochas was in the amatraksin. There was a door. There was a parochas for that doorway. Okay, and that's where it pushed out that parochas. The first place of Mikdash was an amatraksin, but there was a doorway into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It wasn't a solid wall. So in that doorway, there was a parochas. Amrav Ketina, Bishav. Okay, then they make a cheshbin of how big the badim were that they should be able to do that. They say like this. Uh, Let me just write it down. Okay, the bottom would have to be, the Aron was 2.5 amas wide. Now, the Badim would have to be more than 12.5 amas, a little bit more than 12.5 amas, to be able to reach the Parochas, because there was 10 amas to each side of the Aron. It was in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was 10 amas to each side. The Aron itself didn't take up space. So that means you'd have to push the Badim all the way to one side of the Aron. That means 2.5 amas already was taken up by the Aron. In order for there to be a little bit more than 10 amas, so you needed another 10.5 amas for it to push into the parochas. That means it had to be at least 13 amas long, the Badim. And others say that it wasn't so long, but it was a nace happened and it elongated. That's shot that by Yarichu HaBadim. Not that they pushed it, but it mamash elongated and went into the parochas. Okay. Omrav Ketina. The Shah Shah Yisrael only Laregel, Megalim Lohemes HaParochas. Right, when they went up the regal, they opened the paroches, umar lohemes akruvim, and they showed them the kruvim, show you ma'urim zebazen. They say that it was impossible for any Yisrael to see so far in. He's talking about the Kohanim. The Kohanim who were able to go up till the Heichal, they could look inside and see the kruvim. But Yidden, who couldn't go past the Mizbeach, really, it was impossible for them to look inside and see the kruvim. And they saw that they were ma'urim zebazen. They saw that they were mamish hugging. Va'omrim lohem, and that was a nace, that they were hugging like that. Va'omrim lohem, ru'uchi baschem v'thnei ha'mokom, k'chiba zokhar nekeva. Mosiv Rav Chisda, v'lo yavol, liros kebalas ha'kodesh. You're not allowed to look and see the Aron. And according to others, the Bahag can't even see any of the other Kelim. So Mashiach, look, the Leviim were not allowed to come in until the Kohanim covered up the various Kelim. Some say, the Ramban, it's only going on the Aron. You weren't allowed to look at the Aron. And others say that if you can't, the Bahag says you can't look at any of the Kalim in, that are inside the Heicha. V'am Rav Yehuda Marav, b'shas hachnosas Kalim in the Narkik Shalahem. When they were putting the Kalim into their cases, into their sacks, when they would then carry the Mishkan, so you weren't allowed to come to look. V'am Rav Nachman, Moshe Lekala. So the Chora, how in the Beis HaMikdash were they allowed to look inside and see the Aron? Everybody holds the Aron as Asa. How could they look in and see the Aron with the Kruvim? So Rav Nachman said, Moshele Kala, Kozman Shiba Beis Aviyot Snua Mibayla. As long as the Kala is only Ma'uresis, and she's still in her father's house, she's very, very ashamed with her husband. She's very, bashful, that's the word, thank you. Bashful. Even Shabbosel, the Beis Chaniah, once she moves into her father-in-law's house, in other words, she moves in with her husband, she's not Bashel anymore. Ain't Tznuah Mibayla. Same thing over here. In the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael was only at a Madrega of Erusin. So they couldn't look in and see the Aron, because they were bashful. But in the Beis HaMikdash already was Nesuin, there, what's it called, they could look. Moshev Rav Chana bar Rav Ketina, Maisha Bekoina, Chotshoi Mesasik. Right? So, Yechora, what's it called, what was the problem? That they should see the Aron, right? And that was in the Beis Hamikdash. Amalei nisgarsha ko amras nisgarsha chazur lechibasa rishona. Nisgarsha means after the Churban. Now we're talking about Bayisheni. Bayisheni went back to the way it was to begin with. Once the husband divorces the wife and brings her back, she's again bashful. Verse says, "B'mayaskina." What Beis Hamikdash are we talking about over here? Ine b'mikdash rishon mihavya parochas. In the first Beis Hamikdash, it wasn't a parochas. So the gears over here is parochos. The Masha, they had the Girsa Parochos. There weren't two Parochos, because there was a Parochos in the first Beis HaMikdash in the doorway. So maybe that's the one that they opened. But some say that it couldn't be that one because it was so narrow there was no way of seeing inside from outside through that doorway. Others say that the Girsa should be Parochos. They were Megalgil both Parochos, and that was only in Bayisheni. First Bayis, there was no two Parochos. According to the Rabbanan, there was two Parochos, and that's what it's this Bayis goes according to the Rabbanan. And therefore, it can't be Babayis Rishon. Ela b'mikdash sheni. You must be talking about mikdash sheni. Mihavi kruvin. There were no kruvin because there was no aron. La'olam mikdash rishon. My paroches the body, the paroches of all of the what's it called the doorways. And then Hanan, they opened the paroches of the doorway of the amatraxik. D'omer Abzera, Omer Rav, Shlosha also paroches hoyu b'mikdash. There were 13 parochas in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheva Keneged Shiva Shorim. Each shahr had a parochas on it too, to close the door, to close the doorway up. So you couldn't just look inside. You had to go through a curtain. Every doorway didn't have a door, it had a curtain on it. Shnayim achas l'pischa shel heichel v'achas l'pischa shel ulam. Shnayim bedvir u'shnayim kenegdam be'aliyah. So you see that even the amatraxin, the doorway, had a parochas. Ravacha bar Yaakov amar la'olam v'kdesheni. No, it's talking about v'kdesheni. And Taka the Gir says parochos. They opened up both parochas. U'kruvim v'tzur shahavi kaimi. And in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it wasn't an aron, they drew pictures of the kruvim on the walls. And pashtus, it was on the wall of the heichal, not the wall of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Tichsev yeskol kiros habayis masav kela kruvim utmoros upturei tzitzim v'tzipa zov neshur al hamechuka. Right, they made these forms on the wall. Tosus has a long Tosus over here that you're allowed to make pictures of the various things. Here's the kruvim. Are you allowed to make pictures of that? Because you're not allowed to make kruvim, right? You're not allowed to make forms of various things. Tosus has a whole long thing. Which things you're allowed to make a form? The angels, the form of a human being, of the nice, of the what's it called, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Merkava, the animals that are there, right? And maybe tomorrow we'll go into when he says what the Psak Halacha is. If you're allowed to take photographs, if you're allowed to make pictures with where there's more mamashes, and you like to make forms, and can you keep it if the form of a human being? Can you keep it even if somebody else made it? Let's see what the what? Yeah, those were in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and those were Al-Pi Adibur. That was that wasn't Al-Stam. We're talking about Al-Stam making things that are copies of these things that aren't in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was Al-Pi Adibur he did it. Uksiv kemar isha levoyos, my kemar isha levoyos, right? Omar Rabba Barav Rav Shila ki ish ha-ma'ura b'levraya shalom. Right? Got a man and woman hugging. Kruvim dubakim zebazev, achuzin mechabkim zebazev. The kruvim were hugging each other. Kizachar achovik esanekeva. Meurim loshen dibuk. Right, they were intertwined. Kemo ilan shenifshachu meura beklipa. It's mixed together, intertwined. Mahayu meuros begidin asuros. We have different places in Shas where the word meuros means to be intertwined. Lo yavo liros alavim shebemidbar. Afopi shahayu nosim kliyak kodesh bekasev. Lo hayu rishoyim likonis b'shasilu kamasos. They weren't allowed to come in before the kelim were covered up. Shoyim mefarkin es ha'aron v'amizbeach lasiyomim kamo ad shehayu aron luvana mechasin also bernati kehen. Kamo shekosu b'parish of the kisu also b'mikse or tachash the lachu beget chelis the kisu kebalu lashin kisu when it's being swallowed up inside its sack. The base of the abeirusecha. Af yisro b'midbar adayin lo hayu gasim b'shchina. They were again of erison, so they were bashful. Nisgarishu kamras hay maishim v'yishenihu la'achash nisgarishu v'chazru. After they were nisgarish and they came back, then the kala becomes bashful again also. L'chibosan yisholnit l'tchilas chibosan shein gasim zebezeh v'mayaskinan hay megalin lehem aparoches umarilin akruvim mihavu kruvim v'kosokot ayatim bekruvim shosah shlomo eitzel ha'orom mizel mizeh kamar. They saw those kruvim. Maisa, that was in bayis v'yishon, there was no paroches. The bavish keneged apsach. Now there was a parochas in the first base on mikdash, in the doorway. Pesach ulam veheichal base kachi akadosh. Shloshes say parochas hayu mikdasheni. Shiva the shiva shari hazara. Shtayim bedvir b'makom amatraxin. Right, Ushtayim is going to Rabban. Ushtayim keneged lechutz bein aliyas aheichal aliyas base kachi akadosh on the second floor of the base on mikdash. The chiheichid the mikdasheni hayu parochos keneged apsachim. Just like in the second base on mikdash, there were also curtains to close up the doorways. Hachinav mikdash rishon, wherever there was a doorway, there was a curtain. Kruvim detzursa mitzuyorim bekosa b'minei samamonim. They were on the walls with colors, with paint. They painted them on the walls. Ochakukim bekiros ha'ech shelifni mikosli ha'avonim. Or on the wood, they etched it into the wood. Masav kelet tzuros rishosos u'klios. All different kinds of forms etched, painted on and covered over with gold. Like a person is hugging his wife with his in his arms.